All right. How about how has the relationship with the other person changed?
They lost it.
Okay.
So it used to be, all three of them used to be good buddies, and now they have a coma of waiting. They don't even want to check.
Yeah. Yeah.
People do that.
Oh, people do that all the time. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What is keeping you from forgiving the other person? Oh, number three, what grieves you the most about what has happened? So in other words, as we're thinking about these positions, before we can offer forgiveness, we really need to know the depth of the hurt, right? So we can address it and offer specific forgiveness for what has happened. That's what this is doing, all right? What grieves you the most about what has happened?
So in this case, the two girls who are friends have lost a friend. They've lost their Sunday dress. And they've lost the history that they had with seeing them.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I see that it's three girls in college, they had life by the tail. And it was easy to get along with people who were similar to you. It was real easy, you know. Parents were probably paying. They didn't say they're working part-time to work their way through college. They're skiing in the winter. Then they get out of school and real life takes over. And I guess, to be nice, like, people change. Maybe it's time to get some new friends.
Okay.
You know, the environment of college is sure different than being the married person raising a family and paying the bills.
Okay. Yep. Ellen?
I've noticed a lot with kids, especially three just doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Two get along just fine. But if you put a third one in there and someone's always
hurt, you know? And you had three kids. We're not going to ask you about that.
But I'll tell you which one.
Yeah.
And it changes at times. But two play together really well, but three just can't make it work. It just doesn't happen.
Yep. Good. All right. So let's. This number five, how has your strained or broken relationship affected any of these? Your attitude toward the other person, your attitude toward yourself, your attitude toward others, your relationship with God.
I'm afraid I would be totally depressed because the whole thing seems so ridiculous.
Okay. When we read other people's stories, I would just pause on that, because when we read other people's stories and you know, like when I was sharing my story probably about vacation, you guys were probably like, that's big. Whoa. It's a big conflict. I mean, when I go in there to Spokane, I'm already like, all right, day one's going to go like this. Day two, we're like warming sister up. Day three, you know, it's like, it sounds minor, but it's like, it's a big, these things become really deep wedges in families. So
I like to fight with my brother. You just don't want the other person to win. You don't really care.
Okay.
But they can't win.
All right. Yeah. So let's talk about that. What's the opposite of forgiveness? Let's talk about some of those things, why you would not want to forgive. So one is you want to win, right? It's fun to win. What's that?
You expect the other side to be hurt. It wasn't them.
Okay.
Pride. That's pride.
Pride. Win. How? Yeah.
You know, you were right. You still won. You don't want to acknowledge it. Right.
True.